From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Rescuers are resuming their search this morning for more victims of the flash floods that hit a campground in Arkansas. At least 18 people are confirmed dead, and officials say six of them were young children. NPR's Wade Goodwin says the death toll has shocked the region.
People are used to tornadoes in Arkansas, but this has the potential to be, when it comes to the number of people killed, worse than any tornado they can remember. No one in these parts, I've talked to lots of people, can ever remember a flood like this. This is unprecedented. And Albert Pike Campground has been here for generations. I mean, grandparents bring their grandchildren out here. They used to camp when they were children. So in 50, 60 years of this campground's history, this is unprecedented.
NPR's Wade Goodwin. The last time anyone was found alive was late Friday morning, hours after a wall of water surprised sleeping campers. The Coast Guard is prodding BP to speed up efforts to control the oil that's been gushing from its damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. A letter the Guard has sent to BP sets an end-of-the-weekend deadline for the company to pick up the pace. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says he understands the frustration.
There's a huge amount of equipment out there. Large equipment working in very close proximity. But we're working on that right now. We're looking at everything we had in place, and we're looking to see if there's anything more we can do.
BP says it will respond to the Coast Guard's letter tonight. Salt Lake City is getting a small taste of what Gulf Coast residents are dealing with. A pipeline that runs through the city burst this weekend, causing at least 500 barrels of oil to leak into Red Butte Creek. Scott Freitag is a spokesman for Salt Lake City's fire department.
It's really brought home for us here in Salt Lake to experience something on a much, much smaller scale, but nevertheless is devastating to the ecosystem.
Officials say they don't know what caused the leak. Justice Department leaders are working with Congress to sharpen the tools for fighting terrorism. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the effort to give prosecutors more flexibility.
The Obama administration wants lawmakers to expand the rules for questioning terrorism suspects. Justice Department official David Criss described the argument in a speech Friday at the Brookings Institution.
The threat posed by terrorism today is a lot more complex, sophisticated, and serious than the threat posed by, ordinary street corner crime.
Under the Miranda case, federal agents must warn suspects of their right to remain silent. Usually, police can only get a short delay in order to protect public safety. But Criss says Congress should extend the time that terrorism suspects can be interrogated before they must appear in court. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Spirit Airlines is shut down by a pilot strike that's moved into its second day, stranding thousands of travelers. The airline's flights have been canceled, and Spirit pilot Travis Wheat says future talks are now up to the company.
They've been put on hold. We're awaiting word from the company as to when they want to return to the table.
We spoke with WFOR-TV. Spirit CEO says no talks have been scheduled. The U.S. soccer team moves into its next match Friday after managing to hold England to a 1-1 draw in both teams' opening match of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. Vicky O'Hara is in Johannesburg.
When the U.S. and England met in the World Cup 60 years ago, the upstart Americans defeated the British. In yesterday's game in Rustenburg, 2 hours from Johannesburg, England had a chance at revenge. It didn't quite happen. The British team scored in the first 4 minutes of the game in a sold-out stadium. But Clint Dempsey came back for the U.S. with a left-foot shot that British goalie Robert Green fumbled. Neither team was able to score after that, despite numerous attempts. Jose Altidore managed to break through the British defense in the second half to take a close shot, but the British goalie redeemed himself by deflecting it. The next game for the U.S. is on Friday, when the Americans take on Slovenia. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
In North Carolina, a fire near Greensboro has shut down sections of two interstate highways. Authorities say the fire started overnight when lightning struck a large gasoline tank. There have been no injuries or evacuations. The State Department of Transportation says the highway should reopen this afternoon. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.